Madigay, Gimbay, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi Country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kiss.
Today I want to start with a joke that I heard the other day, and I thought it was quite funny. This family was holidaying in Jerusalem. They'd been there a couple of weeks, and there was a whole family of them, you know, mum and dad, all the kids, and the in-laws was there. His mother-in-law was there, and she took sick, and she died. And so he goes to the authorities and said, look, he said, my mother-in-law's died, and I'd like to work it out the best way I can get her back home to the States, and can you give me a cost on that? Well, the officials come back and said, now listen, it's going to cost you $5,000 to have her transported back home for burial, or it'll cost you $150 to bury her here. And the bloke thought about this long and hard, and he said, well, I think I'll take her home. And the official said to him, why do you want to take her home? You must really love her. He said, no, I heard a story a long time ago. A bloke died here in Jerusalem, and 3 days later he rose from the dead, and I don't want to take the chance she'll come back.
Okay, Tony, I'll pass that one. Hello and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. I hope Tony's opening joke hasn't put you off, because Tony has some stories to share with you and we have a couple of songs I think you'll enjoy. Tony, I'll hand back to you if you promise not to tell any more jokes.
Today I feel that we need to talk about knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that God loves you, because God does love you, and he just wants people to know, to be ready, that he's coming back and he loves you. God is so good. I just feel today that to just share how good God's love is. It doesn't matter whether you're feeling happy, feeling down, or whether you just want something, someone to love you. Everybody needs to feel loved at times. And a lot of times people don't feel that love. But God does love you. He really does. And sometimes we can't feel his love, but we know he loves us because the Bible tells us so. And I just know today that there's somebody out there needs to hear that they are loved today. Because God said he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will be with us till the end of time. And that's important to know, that when you're going through struggles, or whether you're going through heartaches, or whether you just don't know what to do anymore, or you come to your rope's end. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, why is this happening to me? Why are these things happening in my life? There's so much going wrong. And I said to this person, well, let's talk about what is going right in your life. If we count all the things that are going right, then we know that they outweigh the things that are going bad. You know, if you understand what I'm saying, you can either focus and concentrate on the negative, or you can think about the good things that you've got. I'll give you an example. One of the good things we have in this country is freedom of speech. What we do have in this country is we have good housing. There's plenty of work for those who want to work. But you go to some of these other third world countries, people don't have housing. There's wars and conflicts where people are forced out of their homes, forced to flee with nothing but what they're wearing. And they're being killed and murdered by terrorists. And they're innocent people. And they didn't ask to be born over there. They just happened to be born there. But as they flee the terror, they can take comfort in knowing that God loves them. I only heard the other day that some of these Muslims that are fleeing from these other Muslims are turning to Christ. That was very encouraging to me, to know that people are turning to Christ in times of conflict. When people are desperate. We all turn to somebody when we're desperate, because I'm surrounded by a lot of non-Christian people where I live. But you know, I notice as soon as there's problems, there's crises in the family, the first one they come to is to talk to me, and they ask you to pray. They might have Buddhas on their verandas. They might have Eastern religion statues. But you know what? Them statues, they don't even know how to love. They're just a piece of clay. They're just a piece of bronze or whatever they're made out of. They don't do anything. They just sit there and take up space. But we serve a living God, a God that not only takes up space, but he lives inside of you and he changes you and he's there when you need him to help. I'm reminded of a story where in the Bible where Elijah challenged the other people at that time with their gods. He challenged them to prove who was the better God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac. He is the living God. And he challenged these other gods to do something. They had hundreds of prophets and people that were high up in this religion. And that's all it was a religion. And they cried out to God, their God, to demonstrate his power. And Elijah said, is he asleep? Is your God having a nap? He's not answering you. Our God never naps. It says in the Bible, I only read it last night. He said, he who keeps Israel never sleeps or slumber. You know, that's our God. He never sleeps or slumbers. When we need him, he's not taking a nap because our God is there all the time when you need him. And I find that when you're in crisis, you know, if you get used to talking to God, especially with little things, get used to talking to God when you have little problems. Because when the big problems come, you will talk to God, you'll turn to God. He will be your first port of call. And you know, I often talk to God because I need him. I know I can't do anything without him. And I know that God is the source of my supplies. He is my provider. God is my God. He takes care of me. And even today when I went to do a simple little thing at the RTA, it took 3 hours. And I got a chance to share with the girl that was fixing up my thing. And I said to her, I had to go to the bathroom. And I said to her, because she was having so much trouble with the computer, I said to her, you don't mind if while I'm going to the toilet, I'm going to pray for you. And she smiled and she said, that'll be nice. I need all the help I can get. And when we came back, everything went so well. And so we finally got it done after 3 hours. You see, you can call on God for anything. I often call upon God when I need a car park when I'm driving down the main street. I often call on God when I need answers to prayer. You know, when family are suffering, when there's problems in the family, sometimes you can't fix it. All you do is when you try to fix arguments between family members is cause more problems. You cause more arguments. But I find out if you stop and pray and hand it over to God, sometimes you need to be still and let God be God. I know some people that are struggling with problems and problems and problems and problems. And you know, and they ask me for advice, and sometimes I talk till I'm black in the face, trying to get people to do what God is telling them. You know, when I pray and God gives me scriptures for somebody, and I type it out and send it to them, I pray about it before I send it because these people are getting a word from God. They don't have to look it up because I type it out for them, because a lot of people don't have Bibles with them and a lot of people can't be bothered to look up something. But if you're sending a text or an email, it's better to put the scripture, the verse where it came from, and to type it out. Because you're showing them God's love, because all through the Bible it talks about God's love. It talks about how much he loves you. It's like the good shepherd. The sheep know his voice. And as Christians, we know the voice of our Father. We know the voice of Jesus. And when he speaks to us in the still of the night. But those of you who don't know the Master's voice, those of you who don't know Christ, this is a time of the year that we need to reflect. I mean, people say it's Jesus' birthday on the 25th of December. But nobody knows when he was born. It's just another celebration. It's all about presents. It's all about, it's such a big thing nowadays that most families go broke trying to fulfill their obligation in to give an expensive present or to outgive somebody else. You know, I've got to buy really expensive presents because I know they're going to buy me something crappy and I want to look good. I remember one year that a family that I knew, the wife spent a fortune on her side of the family. But the groom's side of the family were lucky to get a toothbrush and a bit of shaving cream and something like that. But you see, people decide how they want to give out their presence on how good people are to them. You know what I really like about Jesus? He gives the same to all of us. He loves us all the same. He doesn't have favourites. He doesn't favour you because you got blonde hair or blue eyes and freckles and stuff like that. You know, God doesn't have a preference. God says we're all made in His image. Even though we don't look alike, but we're made in God's image because we are spirit, we're flesh, and we got a soul. And we're three. We're three people in one, whether we like it or not. And it's the same with God in heaven. There's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're three. That's why we look alike, because, you know, we're made in God's image. And because He loves us so much that He put a plan in place for us, that when we stray from God, when we don't know God, that He's got a plan there just for us. So we can receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we can receive redemption, and we can receive God's grace.
Loves me.
He loved us so much. You know, I live alone. And sometimes at night when you feel that you've been just watching TV, you've had a meal and you're sitting there watching television, and sometimes loneliness can creep in and you feel, you know, I wish I had someone to talk to. I just wish that there was another human being here. I mean, it would be great to go to the movies with somebody. A lot of people don't like to go out on their own or go for a meal or go to the movies. But when I'm feeling like that, when I'm sitting at home, that's when I turn the television down, I turn the sound down, because I want to communicate with God. That's when I pray. That's when I worship. And that's when I feel the presence of Almighty God come into my lounge room. I feel His peace. I feel His presence. And the loneliness disappears. It's like light and dark. You know, you could be sitting in the dark, and when you turn the light on, the light floods the room and darkness flees because of the light coming into the room. And that's what it's like when you push into God, when you have a relationship with God. That's what happens. You're surrounded by darkness. The Bible says be in the world and not of it. And God doesn't mean you can't watch the football on Friday night and yell and scream your head off at the football. God wants you to have a good time. You can go out to and have a dance. You can go to a club. You can go and have a meal. You can go anywhere you like. But just remember this, that God goes with you. Sometimes you're out with your mates and they want you to go and do something. I always say to Christians, if you're not sure about it, don't do it. I look at it this way. If somebody said to me, if I was out with the boys and they said, Tony, let's go to a strip club. Well, you shouldn't have to think about that. It's a no-brainer. But what I say to people is this. If you're not ashamed to take Jesus to where you're going, then it's okay to take him. But if you feel if Jesus were with you and you be ashamed to take him to a strip club, then you wouldn't go and you wouldn't take him. But see, what people don't realise, even Christians, is that once you become a Christian, Jesus said, I stand at the door, I knock, and I come in to live inside. And that means the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you, sets up home. So when you go to these places, whether you like it or not, you're taking Jesus with you. You're taking the Holy Spirit with you. The Holy Spirit's job is to just give you a little prickle, you know. Tony, should you be doing that? Should you really be doing that? But because we're Christians and we're human beings, hey, sometimes we do things we shouldn't do. And sometimes we just don't know when to stop. But you know what, at the end of the day, when we do things, because see, Christians aren't perfect, but the world expects Christians to be perfect and they're always looking for fault. And you know, even the devil, he's always looking to pick fault with you no matter what you do. And sometimes, mate, I slip, I fall, and the devil's the first one there on my shoulder to tell me what I did wrong. And then I'll remind him of a couple of things that he didn't pick up on. Because you know what? It's none of his business. Because when we become a Christian, we belong to Christ. And he did everything he needed to do for us on that cross. And he's taken all our sins with him. And we live under grace. The Bible says all men have fallen short of the glory of God. So that means all have sinned. All have fallen short. Doesn't matter who you are. Whether you're a big tele-evangelist or whether you're a famous preacher. It don't matter who you are, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But because God's love is so great, he doesn't smack us around the head with a big stick. But he reminds us, and we repent. When we sin, the difference between us and the world is the world just keep going on doing what they're doing. Just keep doing. They're like quadrille soldiers. They just keep soldiering on and doing their sin. But you see, us Christians, the Holy Spirit just gives us a little prick in our spirit, and then we stop. And eventually we repent and ask God to forgive us. You know what's so good about that? Because the Bible says that the moment you ask God to forgive you, you're automatically forgiven. A lot of the time we don't feel forgiven, but forgiveness is not about feelings, how you feel. Forgiveness is an act of love. And that's what it is, an act of love. Because Jesus went to the cross, not because of feelings. He went to the cross because he loves you. And he loves me and he loves you. And I've been praying a lot lately, and God's been telling me, Tony, tell people that I love them wherever you go. Don't forget to tell them that I love them. And don't forget I'm coming back soon. And he said, you tell them that. Every opportunity I get, I tell somebody about Jesus. Even when I went to the RTA today, I tell that woman about Jesus. And I tell this other one about Jesus. If you're spending a lot of time with God, it's so easy to tell someone about Jesus. It's like going into Macca's and ordering two Big Macs. It's just as easy to talk about Jesus as it is to go and order a Big Mac. You want to have a coffee, have a latte. It's easy to talk to God just as easy as ordering a latte. That's a pretty flash word for this old black fella, latte. You know, I grew up on just Billy Tea. And now, you know, you see me sitting around now with my little pinky held out and a caramel latte, you know, uptown black fella me. But you see, God is so good that he loved this old black fella. He just loves me to death. I might have shared this a few weeks ago when I was praying the other day. God said to me, my darling son, I love you. And the quick as a flash, I said, God, don't gay it up. Just say you love me. You know, God's such a good God. We can talk to God like that. I don't care who you are. I don't care how bad you think you've been. I actually shared at a school the other day, and I had lunch with this teacher. And she said, you know, I found it hard to fight back the tears when you were sharing that story to all the kids. And she said, you sound like a very interesting man. And I said to her, well, I said, if you want to know all about this old black fella, go to my webpage. And I said, listen to the first six episodes and you'll see how interesting this old black fella was, the lifestyle that I led before I became a Christian. She was so kind and so gentle. She put her hand on my hand and she said, you know what, Tony? She said, everybody's got a past. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody's got a past. And I said to her, well, not everybody robbed banks either. Or not everybody owned a brothel. Not everybody ran around with a Colt 45 and a hand grenade in his pocket. And she just smiled at me and she said, you know what? I can't wait to hear your testimony. And she said, because it was so nice to hear you talking today at the school and to the kids and how good the kids and how attentive the kids was when they was listening to your story. I am a storyteller. Do you know why? Because I talk about real life. I don't talk about Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Geez, when I was a kid, that's all I ever heard at school, because that it was politically correct not to teach black fellas to read and write. And we used to lie on the floor and the teacher would read stories about Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer and Vikings and all that stuff. But the stories this old black fella tells about real life. And I love telling stories because it gets people to listen to about who God is. It's about just saying what it is, how it is, that God is God and he's a God of love. He cares about you. No matter what situation that you've gone through in this life, I've got a story on it because I've lived it and done it. God has got me through everything. I remember years ago, they said that black fellas weren't supposed to live past 35 or 40. And I remember asking one of the politicians, could I have the old age pension? Because I was near 50. I must have been entitled to it by now. Because black fellas weren't supposed to live that long. When we live for Christ and he lives in us, we can look forward to a great life. Because no matter how bleak the circumstances are around us, you can always count on Jesus. He is the light of this world. And he will love you and protect you as long as you put your trust in him.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise, and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me. Will be with me to the end.
A well-known hymn sung there by Selah. And we also heard Whitney Houston with Jesus Loves Me. Thanks for joining us again today. I'm Heidi, and Tony and I thank you for sharing this half hour. We'll be back next week at the same time, and you can hear more of Tony's interesting stories by logging on to kingskidsministries.org. Bye for now, and God bless. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.